Welcome back once again to another episode of SLMA Radio, the longest-running B2B weekly live program with continuous podcast replays on all the major aggregators from iTunes to iHeart on subjects of sales lead management, marketing, and sales. Our host today is always the man who came up with this idea and put it together, turned it into the Funnel Radio Network, Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul Roberts. Paul Roberts is our announcer for all programs on the Funnel Radio channel. We are going to get into our program very quickly today. Our guest is AJ Wilcox. He's a longtime digital marketer who fell in love with LinkedIn ads platform in 2011. He founded B2Linked in 2014, which specializes in LinkedIn ads account management, training, and consulting. Since then, he has managed hundreds of accounts and a combined $110 million in ad spending on the network. He has worked directly with several of LinkedIn's top 10 accounts. AJ, welcome.
Thanks so much, Jim. I'm excited to be here.
AJ, our topic today is LinkedIn, a solid B2B ad spend. And I know that you manage all kinds of accounts, not just B2B accounts, but he agreed to tackle this subject. What do you think, AJ? Is it a good place for B2B people today to spend their money?
Absolutely it is. The big draw right now to LinkedIn ads is the targeting is phenomenal for B2B. What I mean by that is we can target people by their job titles, the department they work in, their level of seniority, skills on their profile, groups that they're members of, company name, company size, company industry, and I could go on and on. That's only probably a fourth of the options that LinkedIn has available. So for anyone who's in B2B who says, I have a very specific buyer, LinkedIn is by far the best place to reach them at scale.
Do you think it's better than direct marketing, better than telemarketing?
Well, I think it depends on the audience. If you happen to know, here are the physical mail addresses of the 30,000 HR professionals that are in my target market, I think it would be absolutely valuable to send them direct mail. But certainly, the data there is probably limited. I can't think of a single data source where you could go and get that like LinkedIn has. LinkedIn is by far the best targeting, the best audience for it. Other things could augment it quite well.
You bring up a key point there. Marketing in the future, currently and in the future, is a battle of databases. Would you agree? And the
Absolutely.
Person with the best database has the opportunity to win, and the one with the worst one has the opportunity to spend money and not get any results.
Absolutely. Yep. LinkedIn would be the equivalent of renting the world's largest database for your marketing using LinkedIn's ads. But if you have your own database that you've grown and it is great data, yeah, I think you can be incredibly powerful without any sort of advertising.
How do you come up with a budget to help a technology company and it fits in with their integrated marketing communications? What's your first steps in coming up with that budget to figure out how somebody tests the LinkedIn advertising and then how they go forward?
It's a great question. I like to start with just like the minimums. What we found is if someone is spending less than about $3,000 a month on ads, they have a pretty high quit rate with us as an agency. And I've taken this to understand that if you're spending less than about $3,000 on a campaign, chances are you're not going to see the business impact of it. And so you may just say, oh, I'm going to make the call a little bit early. This sucks. And you're going to leave. So what we found is if you're willing to spend anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 in the first month, you will generally have statistical significance down to your conversion rate. My first thing that I'm going to recommend is try to spend at least during month one in that $3,000 to $5,000 range, because number one, you'll see the business impact. And number two, you'll spend enough that you'll have statistical significance, and you can say with the surety by the end of month one, yes, this is working great, or no, it sucks, we should get out.
But I've been a believer that no advertising program should ever be thought of as in terms of 1 or 2 months. If you can't commit to it for 6 months to 9 months, you're not really going to be able to tell the results, because just getting raw leads in is one thing. Getting the conversion in is something else. B2B average conversion is about 3 to 6 months on average. So you really have to stay in there with it and make that commitment. You're spending $4,000 or $5,000 a month. You stay in it for 6 months. And in B2B, that's pocket change to a certain extent. So how long do you expect people to stick with this to really determine the results?
it's a really good point you bring up. You're certainly not going to close business in the first month, most likely, but what you will see are initial conversions, and you'll see impressions, clicks, spend, and conversions. That initial conversion of someone filling out a form because they want to download your content or they want to join your webinar, they want to come to your free event, those types of conversions, they certainly don't tell the whole story, but they're a clue that what you're offering to the marketplace is of value. It's engaging people. For the first month, you'll probably see these little glimmers of hope. The audience that I've selected that I'm targeting is responding well to my offer. And then, of course, you keep going. You'll get enough conversions that maybe during month two, you're starting to make your decisions off of lead quality. By month three, you're making your decisions based off of the volume of sales qualified leads or the conversion rate from marketing qualified to sales qualified leads. And then by month three, month four, month five, hopefully you start seeing the deals come in that really seals that whole package together.
Don't you think a lot of this really depends, however, I know this is a pat on your back and your company's back, but the average person just going into this and starting advertising on LinkedIn without the guidance of an agency that fully understands the database capability and the power of LinkedIn is liable to go off into the weeds here and there and make decisions of, well, that didn't work, because they really didn't have the power of the agency to help them pick the right recipient in the right area, in the right title, and the right products. Without an agency like yours, aren't some people just kind of wandering in the weeds?
Yeah, I betray myself a little bit with my answer here because I'm a big self-starter. I figured out the ad platform by going in and just kind of figuring things out. And so I cheer anyone on who's willing to just tackle the platform. But really, the big challenge that most people see with LinkedIn ads is they're pretty expensive. The average cost per click is somewhere between about $6 to $9. So you can imagine if you go in and you make any mistake, it's probably going to be an expensive mistake. So we tell people, we would love to help someone get started. If they run with us for 3 months, get to the point where they go, this works great, I got it from here, I would love to help them shortcut that learning curve and avoid all of the potholes along their way.
I can well imagine. Now, what's the value on social media versus Google, for instance?
There's a pretty big difference in lead quality and the readiness of a customer. When you're driving your leads through search channels like Google Ads, Bing Ads, and like SEO, you're getting all the people who they typed a keyword because they've got the intent, they've got a project on the table, they're coming and looking for you. So you as an advertiser, you can send them right to a sales page, and these are people, they're leads that might close tomorrow. What your sales team will tell you is, hey, you know, we're getting people who are hot and ready to go, but a lot of them are tire kickers and mom and pops that can't afford us. And so we'd sure like to talk to maybe more of the people who are qualified to do business with us. Then you look at the social side, especially LinkedIn, we are able to target so specifically, very specific job titles, the right kind of person, and then they're not showing intent, so we don't know where they're at in the buyer cycle. So when we get leads from LinkedIn, we know they're going to take a little bit longer to close, but they are the exact right ideal audience. You know, sales teams, they'll like the speed of search and they'll like the quality of social. But I really do think that a combination of the two is most helpful, just because you're going to want deals that close tomorrow. So search is going to help that. And you're going to want those deals that close 10 months from now, but are from enterprise level companies that you're going to want to put their logo on your website kind of big.
Well, I like the comment you made there, exact right ideal audience. Salespeople, the first thing they ask for are more leads, and then the next thing they ask for are leads from people that are actually going to buy. Now, what about Facebook? How do you differ from Facebook? Same thing as Google AdWords?
No, Facebook is really similar to LinkedIn in this regard, but it's much less expensive and the targeting is a lot fuzzier. The one other thing that LinkedIn really has going for it against Facebook is when people are on LinkedIn, they're in the right mindset. We know that they're thinking about their job or their career. And Facebook, you don't know if they're looking at pictures of grandkids or trying to play Farmville. I think the real difference your sales team will say is from Facebook, they're getting lower quality leads, but certainly from a marketer's perspective, they're paying less for those leads. But we also know that the cost per click is rising really quickly on Facebook. And it's not going to be very long before the B2B marketers on Facebook go, ooh, you know what? I'm not quite willing to pay $3 a click on Facebook. I am willing to pay $6 a click on LinkedIn. And I think we're going to start seeing them come over in droves.
That's very interesting. We've been speaking with AJ Wilcox, founder of B2Linked. certified LinkedIn marketing partner. AJ and I were smiling about this before because I keep wanting to say B2B linked, but it's B2Linked, a certified LinkedIn marketing partner. We're going to be back in just a moment when we hear a few words from Paul and our sponsor.
And it's just this. Do you need higher quality B2B leads? Well, there is a place you should be looking at. LinkedIn Ads has the most precise targeting to show your ads to your ideal prospects. The team to help take advantage of all this, our guest, the folks at B2Linked.com. They'll help you take advantage of the platform's capability at the lowest cost and maximum efficiency. Really, just learn how easy it can be. Just reach out to them at B2Linked for your free 30-minute strategy. That's B and the number 2, B2Linked.com. Which brings us back to the second half of our show with Jim and his guest.
Thank you, Paul. We've been speaking with AJ Wilcox, founder of B2Linked, a certified LinkedIn marketing partner. We've talked about targeting. We've talked about how long it takes to really get started in this and how long you should give it to see some success and the minimum spending. LinkedIn versus Facebook and Google AdWords, et cetera. Now I'd like to tackle, is there any minimum?
We don't have a minimum. We know that we're going to charge a minimum management fee of $1,500 to manage an account. But whether someone spends $1 or $7,500 for the month on ads, we're covered in that retainer. We definitely would suggest it to be in that range of $3,000 to $5,000 so that the data is actually really meaningful at the end of the month. We'd hate for them to pay our management fee and then finish the month and not really know whether or not it worked.
Well, the management fee is relatively minor compared to everything else. And what do people get for the management fee?
Well, what we do is we build their audiences, we write the ad copy, we strategize and execute A/B tests. We're going to manage every day to both performance and budget. We report back and play support and pretty much everything you'd expect an agency to do.
Do you get involved in the offer? Is the offer as important here as it is? It's got to be, but so that's a given. But in direct marketing, is the offer everything in these LinkedIn ads?
Well, I'm really, really glad you asked, because by far the offer is the most important part of any LinkedIn ads campaign. If someone comes to me and they say, hey, our offer is talk to a sales rep, get a free consultation, I can predict with 95% certainty that that campaign is going to be an utter failure. And the reason why is because when someone's on LinkedIn, they're not seeking out vendors for the most part. They're doing something else. So you've got to provide value and benefit to them to get their attention. So the way that we see most people do this is through free gated content. And you can imagine anything that really solves a major pain point or satisfies a curiosity for your ideal customer would probably make a great gated asset. Something like a free checklist or a cheat sheet, a free guide, a webinar, a free in-person event, all of those kinds of things that are value to your potential customer.
Do people talk about discounts, products or services, et cetera? So do they offer any monetary offers?
Urgency is really helpful in any sort of marketing. So, if you say by X date, take some action. That's why webinars, live webinars are helpful, because, if you let that time slip, you don't attend. But for any offer that we've found where you ask someone to open up their wallet, conversion rates drop to near zero. So I think if people were willing to open up their wallet, then a discount offer would be helpful. But in this case where conversion rates are going to be near zero, I'd stay away from asking someone to buy on a first cold touch and instead use that on your second or a warm touch.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, do you have any examples of some of your clients and the offers that they've used?
Yeah, I have a really interesting one. We worked with an HR software company who was selling to the enterprise, and they had trying to do it right. They had content, they had 4 ebooks. And so for about 3 months, we tested the crap out of these 4 ebooks. And what we found, we absolutely could not get the cost per conversion under $137. So if you're hearing that and you're as shocked as I am, I'm sure you're thinking my next thought, which is, oh my gosh, we're going to get fired. Like, we're not producing results here. But during month 4, they shot us a new asset and they said, hey, we just came out with this guide and it's called The Ultimate Guide to Onboarding. And immediately overnight, our cost per conversion dropped down to $27. And we didn't change anything with our strategy. It wasn't like new imagery or a new approach to ad copy. the campaigns were the same, the audiences were the same. The only difference then was the fact that this piece of content really hit on a pain point. These HR professionals were really concerned with onboarding because they were losing employees like crazy and they wanted a better onboarding process. So just a huge testament to the power of the offer itself.
It's a unique position that you're in because you only changed one thing, which any researcher will salivate over. Change one thing at a time and then measure the results. Did you get any idea of the sales conversions?
Yeah, I mean, we really didn't have any sort of sales conversions from the other eBooks. We were kind of spending for just hoping that someone would give us their information and want to move forward that way. But we actually did see the sales pickup from this asset. The funny thing is, usually when you saturate an audience, it only takes about a month or two to saturate an audience with an offer on LinkedIn. But this same offer ran like a champ for 4 straight months. And the whole time we were seeing marketing qualified leads come in and sales qualified leads and proposals go out and closes happen. So it was pretty magical when you find the offer that really resonates with your audience.
Do you have any other samples other than the software for HR? And I imagine you've worked with hundreds of clients, so it's probably hard to come up with someone at the last minute. But do you have any other examples?
We have a client right now who we worked with them for about a year, and then they ended up going with a different agency. So they left after a little while. They sell energy to brokers, and they sell that energy at a pretty big discount. And so this kind of goes counter to what I told you about offers really needing to be free content. What they were doing is offering such a significant advantage to these professionals, they understood it. They were willing to jump right into that kind of marketing qualified lead phase. They were willing to talk to someone in sales about it. And then they went to go work with someone else who I'm assuming was cheaper. They ended up coming back about a year later and said, we just don't know what our marketing's doing. We looked at their account and they were over $1,000 per conversion, whereas when we were running it, it was under 100. And so just immediately, I mean, within the first 3 weeks of running the campaign, bringing it back up to snuff, we were back to where we were before. So it, like I said, kind of goes a little bit counter to the advice I gave you before, but sometimes you have an offer that resonates so well that the marketplace has just been waiting for your solution that you can get away with cutting right to the chase.
What percentage of your clients use A/B testing, or do you do that automatically within?
Well, it depends on your definition of A/B testing, because we A/B test every single campaign, every single ad, but that's just the ad copy. The offer itself, if it's A/B testing the landing page, that one's up to the client. What we want is just enough data to know if the conversion rate is a problem. If they come to us and say, our conversion rate's 8%, I'll go, all right, let's see if we can do something about that. But if they come to us and their conversion rate's 25%, then I go, great. Yeah, I won't even suggest changes to the page.
Well, I know today we're talking a lot about B2Linked, but about how long does it take to decide that this campaign is working? Is it 60 days from launch that you get a glimmer? You said 30 days, you start to see a glimmer and upturn. It's 60 days, 90 days?
Yeah, I think when you very first start, you're looking for clues. And when you see your ads actually converting with your target audience, that's that first clue that maybe there's gold here. And if that interaction is super expensive to you, then you go, this might not be working well. And it's a clue that it might not be working well. But if that first interaction looks efficient, then you kind of keep going. Like we mentioned before, month two, you're probably looking to get enough conversions so that you can judge how that lead quality is looking. So that's an additional clue. And then when you start seeing those marketing qualified leads and the sales qualified leads popping up in your CRM, that's another clue to the quality that, yeah, it looks like these leads are of quality. We're getting more confidence here and we're more willing to move forward. However long your sales cycle is, if you've got an 8-month sales cycle, you're going to need to invest for a full 8 months before you start seeing the first efforts turn into deals. Like I said, all those clues along the way can at least let you know that you're on the right path.
Now, you use your own staff experts, media experts, to narrow down the audience for every client, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. They tell us who their persona is, and we know LinkedIn's targeting probably better than anyone else on the planet, and we can craft exactly the right targeting for them.
AJ, how does someone reach you to talk about LinkedIn ads?
It is super, super easy. If you go to the website b2linked.com and fill out the form on any of those pages, you will not reach a sales rep and you won't be put into our marketing automation and newsletter workflow. You will go just directly to my inbox, and I am not a sales guy. So feel free to reach out with any question. I'm more than happy to answer.
And somebody has a good chance of catching you on your treadmill, and I can see you walking there on the treadmill, but you're not out of breath at all. You've been doing this for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. I slow it down for the interviews just so I don't sound breathy. But yeah, y'all be walking 2.5-3 miles an hour when we're all talking. So hit me up and listen for me being out of breath.
AJ, thank you very much. You've been very patient in arranging this interview. We appreciate it. You've brought a lot of value to our listeners. AJ Wilcox, B2Linked. Thank you very much today, AJ.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio. It has to do with sales lead management and marketing. It probably starts here at the SLMA Radio Show. Tune in for all our shows on the ever-growing Funnel Radio channel for at-work listeners like you.